Just saw the story this morning and I wondered, how does it all work? We've tried owls. Remember that campaign to get rid of all the rodents, the rats in Alex? That didn't seem to yield much success because the infestation continues. And it's not just Alexandra or similar townships. I was here at Mushroom Park just down the road here in Sandton. And the rats, I was watching rat traffic, in fact. So it's all over. It's everywhere. So the University of Swaziland conducted research that suggests that the perfect rat repelling team is the cat and the dog, that combo together. So we've got Dr. Themba Mahlaba on the line to us, the head of the Department of Biological Sciences at the university, to tell us more about this research. We'll take your questions as well. Do you agree? Do you find that maybe you have less rodent or rat traffic if you have a cat and a dog? It's 011-883-0702. And what do you think, especially knowing the relationship between cats and dogs? And then there's also that relationship between cats and rats. And then I never really think about the one between dogs and rats. So, Dr. Mahlaba, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Azania. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. So you also got up to this watching rodent traffic, you know, watching the rats and how they move around.
I wouldn't call it rodent traffic, but yes, we have been doing, I've been part of a team that's been doing work on managing and controlling rodents, mm-hmm. especially around rural homesteads.
Yes. And take me through what you observed. What is the difference then, or how you got to this conclusion?
Okay, you'll have to forgive me. I'll try to unpack this and make it less scientific.
Yes, please.
But to start with, our interest is actually the management and control of rodents in and around homesteads because of concern for food security as well as health, because as you know, rodents have an impact on both. But also, rodents have been known to destroy property like cars and houses and so on and so forth. So we started off from there. So we wanted a way of managing them around homesteads. And anecdotally, people have always believed cats manage rodents and control rodents, but we were looking more at actually verifying that than at the involvement of dogs. So what we did was we were looking at what they call a landscape of fear. From life from a rat perspective is made up of areas where it's too afraid to go, areas where it is afraid to go but will go under certain conditions, and so on and so forth. So if you think of your home, from a red, it's made up of areas that would be colored maybe red for areas where it's like clear danger, and maybe yellows and greens where it's particularly safe. So to demarcate this landscape of fear, you use what we call foraging. Rats will normally spend a lot of time looking for food. And unless you are a particularly untidy household, there's not much food lying around. So it has to search for food. So the amount of time it spends searching in an area depends on how safe it feels in that area.
Yes, yes. Oh, so then the green and red, the green and yellow zones is where it would spend most of its time. Let's show the orange and red zones, the ones where... Yes. The fear is
exactly.
higher.
Okay. Exactly. So what we did, we buried peanuts in sand. So the idea is where the sand pit is with the peanuts, where the rat feels safe, then it will spend more time digging out the peanuts, and it's going to dig out most of the peanuts compared to an area where it's feeling unsafe. It will pick up a few and then it will have to go off. So we found that it spends more time foraging in an area where there are no cats and dogs.
Okay.
Where there are cats, it makes no difference. The rat will just be eating all the peanuts. Where there are only dogs, it will eat all the peanuts. Where there are no dogs or cats, it will eat all the peanuts. But where there is a combination of the two, the rats were eating fewer peanuts. They would spend less time foraging in that area,
yes.
Which meant it's an area that spells danger, clear danger to them where there are dogs and cats.
I see. Well, thank you so much, because we have families trying all sorts of things, the things that are sold in town that have extravagant names, unusual names. You don't even call them by name, these concoctions that promise to get rid of the rodent infestation in and around your home. So it comes down to just this combination of dogs and cats.
Yes, it does.
Wow.
It definitely does. But the only negative at this moment is we are not sure why this works that way. Our next step is to try to find out why this combination works.
Double threat. Okay, I see.
Yes.
And you're continuing to find out.
We are continuing with work research on this very subject, yes.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us a chance. And I might add that this work was not only done by myself, but three other team members, Ara Monachem, Robert McCleary, who is of the University of Florida, and Stephen Belmain from the University of Greenwich in England.
Fantastic. Team effort.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Mhlaba.
Thank you, Azania. Thank you.
That's Dr. Themba Mhlaba, the head of department in the Department of Biological Sciences at the University of Swaziland. A natural solution to it all is to get a cat and a dog.